how emotionally intelligent are you? Often seen as a good thing, people could use it to get ahead in life. A Tasmanian study has found employees with high emotional intelligence could be a valuable asset at work, but these people could also be emotionally manipulative. Of the 350 people surveyed, a number of participants admitted to using manipulation to get ahead in the workplace. So how do you spot a manipulative colleague at work? We're joined by a researcher candidate and qualified psychologist at the University of Tasmania, Jane Hyde. Good morning, Jane. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks so much for speaking to us live from Auckland this morning. So to kick us off, what is emotional intelligence?
Okay, so basically it is made up of a combination of abilities in a few key areas. The first ability is to be able to assess or label your own emotions and other people's emotions. So you might be able to sense what other people are thinking or understand why they are acting a particular way. The second component refers to one's ability to keep their emotions in check. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you might have a better awareness of when it's appropriate to talk about your feelings.
Yes.
And the last component refers to one's ability to use their emotions to solve problems. So someone might be good at motivating themselves to do a task by picturing a good outcome.
Okay. And so maybe you're thinking about people who you work with right now. How do you sort of spot someone with high emotional intelligence?
Okay, so you may feel like a person just understands you quite well or might be able to make you feel better if you're a bit down in the dumps, or you may notice that an individual is less likely to blow their lid if something goes wrong and may appear quite cool and calm under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And you might see that even when the chips are down, people with higher emotional intelligence, they don't tend to give in and they don't let their negative emotions get the better of them.
Okay, well, they sound like quite sort of good qualities to have and quite handy to have in the workplace. But why are some emotionally intelligent people also capable of being manipulative in the workplace?
Great, great question. So if you are emotionally skilled, you tend to have a better sense of what buttons you need to press to get what you want. So as you mentioned, we surveyed over 300 people that were employed in lots of different roles and measured their willingness to manipulate others. So examples of manipulation in the scale we used included reassuring a co-worker to get them to go along with your idea, or complimenting a co-worker to get in their good books. And they seem pretty reasonable, but there are other examples of manipulation in the scale that are more malicious. So, for example, people admitted to embarrassing or making someone feel guilty or uneasy in order to get their own way. So you can kind of see that some techniques range from relatively harmless but then to quite malicious. So the problem for workplaces is when you have an individual with a tendency to manipulate who also has narcissistic or psychopathic personality characteristics. And I can explain a little bit why that might be. So narcissists are very self-absorbed and more generally believe they are the best person qualified for a job or a promotion. And because they are very confident, other people have faith in them too, or in the short run at least. So they tend to get leadership roles where they are then in a position to be able to manipulate other people. But over time, most people will cotton onto the fact that people with narcissistic traits with a tendency to manipulate don't factor the well-being of others or the company, for that matter, into the decisions they make.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because there are a few, as you sort of described, sinister examples of how people who, I guess, are more in tune with their emotions can get ahead in the workplace and stuff.
Mm.
And if you do suspect some of your colleagues are sort of acting like this in those sort of ways, what can you really do about it?
Well, that's a good question. And as far as I'm aware, there are no clear guidelines when it comes to dealing effectively with this type of behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
So what I can draw from people's experiences that I've been interviewing, it's probably wise to keep expectations that the behaviour is going to change quite low, even if organisations do try to intervene. So I find when things like this happen, most people really desire for someone to acknowledge the problem. And a few people I've interviewed observe that a manipulator will tell HR one thing and then do another. So this really means that the chance of the problem being acknowledged and adequately managed is quite low. But I guess people who've coped a bit better have been able to focus on the parts of that job that did not involve interacting with the manipulator. so much, but this may not be possible for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess what kind of negative effects can it have on a workplace? What can happen to like staff and productivity if someone is like this and sort of acting in these sort of not so friendly ways?
Yeah, so we've seen that from the males and females we've surveyed that they tend to, if they did perceive they were being manipulated, they experienced higher levels of psychological distress. And based on the accounts of people I've been interviewing, there seems to be an initial period of confusion people experience when working with a manipulative person. And I think that's perhaps because manipulative people with a dash of narcissism or psychopathy tend not to behave in ways we're used to.
Yeah.
And so targets of manipulation might then find themselves thinking it's them that is the problem. And they might even do everything possible to accommodate the needs of the manipulator.
Mm.
But even then, they may not be able to see any changes in the manipulator's behaviour and can become quite exasperated, actually.
Yeah, crazy.
So this seems to be when resentment and anger towards the manipulator really grows and heads can begin butting. And from the people I've spoken to, you often find that there's a lot of people take a lot of sick leave and majority will end up leaving their position. Unfortunately.
Which is, it's just a terrible result. So really fascinating stuff, yeah. Jane. Thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.